Let's Have a Drink with Blake Haas and Fiala Brothers in Uptown Normal on AM 1230 and FM 102.1 WJBC.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Craft Beer Thursday here on WJBC at Fiala Brothers Brewery and Beer Hall in Uptown Normal. I'm Blake Haas with Ryan and Steve. Ryan, how are you today?
Freezing, Blake.
It is cold outside. How are you today?
I'm freezing as well, but at least it's warming up this weekend.
And it's warming back here in the brewery side of things. It smells of hops in the air. What are we making this afternoon?
We are making, I know the owner too, Saison. I've done it before. It's a popular one, so these are always fun beers for me to brew.
All right, so tell me about the process. I see some remnants on the floor here. Kind of walk us through what exactly are you doing in the process of how it's made.
Right now I'm about to boil the wort. I'm done with all the grain and stuff, so you see some of the spent grain that splattered on the floor as I was cleaning up. So that grain is just sitting outside waiting to get picked up by a farmer that feeds it to his cattle. And so now we're just waiting. As soon as we get a boil here, then I get to do the hop additions, and then I get to knock it down to room temperature and pitch some yeast.
And then from there, it goes into the tanks. How long is the process from there?
It'll ferment for about a week. And this beer definitely benefits from sitting a little bit. So I'll let it sit for a week or two, and then I'll carbonate it, and then be good to go.
Does it get, because I don't obviously understand fully the process of brewing, does it have to boil first? Is there like a steam effect to it?
You do boil the wort, number one, to sanitize it, but also to kind of get it a little bit more concentrated.
Concentrated.
And then it gives you a chance throughout the typically an hour-long boil. Different hop additions, the longer the hops boil, the more bitterness they add. If you put them in towards the very end, then they're more towards like aroma hops.
I didn't know that. Do you understand all this?
I wasn't even paying attention.
That's okay. You're looking at the charcuterie board down there.
I was.
Is that going to be debuted this week, or tell us about that?
We're just kind of finalizing what we're going to serve at our first whiskey night of the winter on Thursday/tonight. So playing around with some things, and Steve and I are the test subjects that always kind of, you know, get to weigh in on it.
Speaking of food, Chicken Bacon Ranch, tell me about it.
I've eaten a lot of them in the last few weeks, and I keep dunking them in tomato soup, and it's pretty much exactly what this season calls for.
Right. It's good stuff this time of year. What have you been snacking on up in the kitchen? I know you're the certified taste tester.
I'm still with the Tuscan Toasty dipped in tomato soup, man. You cannot beat that this time of year.
You can't beat it. You've got a t-shirt on, but I know there's shirts and hats here for sale. Walk us through some of the merch here, Steve.
Unfortunately, we don't have room to really merchandise it.
Right.
Because we just have no space up front. But it is available on our website. You can kind of peruse and see what we have available. We actually have it on one of our TV screens now in the rotation to kind of see what we have. So, yeah, we've got some fun stuff. We've got some new hoodies, heavyweight hoodies, some super soft tri-blend t-shirts, great selection of hats. We've got some good stuff.
Where's your merch at today?
I just threw on the first thing I could find in my closet to head here and see you, Blake.
As long as it's clean, that's all that matters.
I think it's clean, honestly. The sweatshirts this time of year, like, I always wear a clean undershirt, but, you know.
Yeah, it's just the clean undershirt. It doesn't really matter. It smells like hops in here. That's really all that matters. Illinois State football looking like maybe in the playoffs here after they got a nice win.
Yeah, crossing fingers, but that was a heck of a team that showed up at Indiana State and just completely waxed them while I was cleaning out my garage on Saturday. Put me in a very good state of mind. Popped over here to catch the end of the game with some friends. And, yeah, if they want to do that every week through the championship in Frisco or wherever they're moving it to, that would be fine, too.
Did you go to the championship game? Did you guys go when they played the Bison?
So I had an imperfectly timed death in then-wife's family. So I ended up at home with my boys, who were like 3-1 at the time, dressed in little Redbird jerseys, screaming at a TV right as everybody got home from the funeral. So
nice. So at least you got to see it, though.
I did get to see it. It was still a good time. But, man, I had my plane ticket booked, my hotel booked, my tickets. I mean, everything was set. And then just life happens. And I was like, oh, don't worry, we'll be back. So I'm still, you know.
That's the way it goes